The administrator of collapsed airline Air Australia has revealed the company lost almost $90 million over the past 3 years. In its first report to creditors, Kordamentha has recommended Air Australia be placed into liquidation. The report says that while some employees could receive payments, unsecured creditors won't get any money back. In the lead-up to Air Australia's collapse last month, the company suffered annual losses of between $25 and $37 million. Germany is resisting calls to bolster the Eurozone's bailout fund, saying the debt crisis poses less of an immediate threat. Europe will aim to establish a unified stance on whether to boost its own resources in response to the crisis at an IMF meeting next month. While several IMF members and the US have called on the Eurozone to increase commitments to the fund, Berlin will not bow to pressure. Experts say this could undermine EU countries' contribution to the fund. Let's check the markets. In the US at the close, or just heading to the close, the Dow down 20 points and not much movement on the 500 and the Nasdaq.